Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by Dylan Larson. Welcome back to the program, Dylan.
Thanks, Allison. It's good to be here.
Last time you were on the show, you started talking to us a little bit about the transformation of the data center as we move forward into enterprise cloud, public cloud environments. Today we're going to shift topics a little bit and talk about the word platform. If you think about platform, what does that conjure up in your mind?
So when I think of platform, I think about the fundamental building blocks that create a foundation for new value. And the things that we've been thinking a lot about inside of Intel is platform of a series of hardware components that get kind of brought together to help our customers, the OEMs, build their systems, right?
So we talk about processor, chipset, I/O, memory, platform.
Exactly. Kind of the baseline hardware elements. Mm-hmm. As we mature in this space of server architecture and the evolution beyond that, it's really going beyond server to the data center as the platform.
So if you shift the focus on from the hardware of the physical server itself to the data center, what does that mean in terms of the technologies that you need to target?
Well, I think that what it means is you have to find ways to expose what you do in the server in a way that you can be managed at a group level or a much wider level. So think about the idea of not managing one server at a time, but managing thousands or tens of thousands of servers potentially.
If you think about that, and you go into data centers today, you know, IT likes to have the choice of what hardware to deploy, what software to use, what solutions to create. What is going to hold this all together in a heterogeneous environment?
Well, that's kind of the key. I think that's the secret sauce that you have to try and figure out how you're going to deliver that kind of value. I think what we found is that scale matters. And what scale gives you is the ability to manage, you know, the peaks load. It also gives you the ability to provide much more access to your user base. But I think the thing that's missing in the enterprise data center is the same levels of control and capability that these largest data centers in the world provide.
This is really all about efficiency, not just energy efficiency, but operational efficiency, deployment efficiency, everything that you're looking at, you're trying to do it in a smarter way. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think that's exactly the challenge.
What is the customer response in terms of their desire for this type of thing?
People that have really thought about it think about this concept of control and the ability to, how do you open up control of this infrastructure to your user base? That's a very sort of refined view that says, can I give my line of business, the guys who use this infrastructure, the ability to provision their own services?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea gives you, you know, sort of immense amount of responsiveness to your user base.
What you're talking about is a sociological change in the way IT is delivered.
Yeah, I think so. And I think there's multiple parts of that. I think there's a sociological change in the way IT is delivered to the user base inside their data center, and that where they say, okay, I'm going to give the keys to the billing department. You guys now have the keys to deploy your own workload, maybe even deploy your own applications in some way. So there's sociological change going on there. But if you're going to get to this highly flexible, you know, elastic kind of environment, I think the sociological changes don't end there. They start to look at, okay, now storage has to be managed flexibly along with network, along with the server access, application environments, everything.
Right.
So you can imagine this change is going to happen both in user expectations, but also in how IT organizations are run.
What's different that IT is facing that they need to look at this change in the way they manage their own organizations?
I think a couple things are changing. I think one is users are going to want control, and if you can give it to them, they're going to be happier and your business will be more responsive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. I think the other side of the fact is just standards have to evolve. There's sort of these unifying standards, gigabit Ethernet, 10 gigabit Ethernet, being prime time for that now because costs are coming down. The standards are there to do more unification of different protocols. And it's going to be prolific throughout the enterprise. Virtualization is another unifier. And those game changers will sort of drive people to look at the better ways to run their businesses. But it is going to be a challenge. It's going to take some time.
So you mentioned some technologies, virtualization, 10 gigabit Ethernet. Are there others that you see are critical to this mass migration?
I think there are. I think that just the manageability of the infrastructure is one of those things that I think definitely is going to be key to really pulling all these pieces together.
So what is Intel's role?
You know, Intel has a long history of driving industry standards and being an independent party to pull lots of different forces together to drive good industry alignment. I think we also have a role to expose the low-level capabilities of the platforms that matter. You know, if you talk about managing a large number of servers, you're going to want to know power consumption, error rates. You're going to want to know how these different things respond when you deploy new services. And to be really, really responsive, I think you're going to have to harness all that information and then put it to work.
Well, Dylan, I can't wait to learn more about where we're going with the platform. I need to rethink what I think about platform now that it's the data center. That opens up a whole new horizon of thoughts for me. So thanks for being on the program.
Thanks for having me.